It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's a Thursday afternoon, and we are almost to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this rainy Thursday afternoon. But you've heard the forecast. I was driving down, and one of those heavy bands of rain was coming down when I was driving in. So, yeah, be careful if you're out there in the heavy rain. And as we've heard, there will be bands of heavy rain. That's indicative of tropical weather. And there's just tropical disturbance at this point, I think, in the Gulf of Mexico. It might develop a little bit, but it's not going to do anything other than bring us rain and then the possibility of some flash flooding. So, you know, just be aware of all of that. And if you're on Canal Boulevard, don't go under that railroad underpass. Don't drive through there if there's water there. I don't know why people still do that, but they do. It's maddening. And turn your lights on. Just a couple of reminders here. Don't turn your hazard lights on because you look like a buffoon if you've got your hazard lights on because everybody else is doing fine. And you're going, look at me. I got my flashing lights on. Don't turn your hazard lights on because that is against the law in the state of Louisiana. All right. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on another issue. This time it's about the electric car mandate. She said there was a mandate. Well, she has flip-flopped on this issue, saying that at one point, you know, there's a push for electric cars to be on the road. And then she says, well, no, there's really not a push. So it's a little confusing, but she flip-flopped on that issue. What I find fascinating about the electric car issue is why it's a political issue. I know people who think that if you drive an electric car or if you support electric cars, you're some kind of whacked out liberal. That can't be true. Everybody who drives a Tesla is a liberal Democrat? I don't believe that. Everybody who drives a hybrid, everybody who drives an electric car, they're all Democrats, they're all liberal Democrats? I don't believe that. So if you're a Republican, do you drive an electric car and why? This fear over we're all going to be driving electric cars, especially in Louisiana where oil is so important. This is fear tactics. It's not going to happen. You're not going to be forced to drive an electric car. There are trends in that direction because there are benefits to an electric car. And ask people who drive Teslas what a cool car that is. My son has a Tesla, so every time I go to Portland, I'm in a Tesla. That car is fast AF. You might think of electric cars as being like, you know, wussy cars. That thing is going to beat a muscle car off the line. Now, I haven't seen this happen. I haven't seen any YouTube videos on this. But I believe that a Tesla would beat a muscle car off the line. In any event, it's a hell of a car. And a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives are driving Teslas and electric cars. So this should not be the political issue that it is. But once again, we're talking about scare tactics. This idea that the government is going to force you to drive an electric car. It's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. It's a free market society, and people are going to decide what they want to drive. All right, we've got some interesting breakdowns of some of the new polling numbers that are out. And it's close. In some areas, it's not close. But, you know, if Trump is up in one area, he's going to be down in another area. So when I look at the political landscape right now, I see this as essentially a toss-up. It's a tie. But I posted a video on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page yesterday, right after the show. And you can comment on this, and I'll read some of your comments in just a bit. And the video was about, what do you think people are telling the pollsters? Do you think these polls are accurate? If a pollster calls and says, who are you voting for? I mean, that's not the specific question, but basically, who are you voting for? Are you going to tell them Trump, even though you're really voting for Harris? Or are you going to say Harris, even though you're voting for Trump? Because I think people, even though it's a one-on-one conversation with the pollster, I think people realize that the public is going to be exposed to these polls. So vicariously, those who are answering the question feel like their answer is exposed to the public. And so I don't know if people always answer honestly. Remember 2016 when Hillary Clinton was way ahead and nobody expected Donald Trump to win? And he won. So are the polls accurate this time around? You know, it's going to be interesting to see on the day after the election, and we'll be here to talk about it, but that's one thing that we'll talk about. I mean, it's going to take a few days to determine the final results of the election. I think it's going to be that close. But after the election, we'll know if the polls were accurate. But do you think they're accurate? I think some people might be voting for Trump, but they don't want to admit it. So they're saying Harris in a poll. I mean, I think that's possible. I think some people are saying Harris, they're really going to vote for Trump, but yeah, they just don't want to be seen as a Trump supporter because of some of the negatives about Donald Trump. And then it's the other way around as well. I never thought I would agree with ex-Trump advisor Peter Navarro. I mean, basically, I think this guy's a POS, but I agree with him. He's telling the Fox News hosts to stop referring to Kamala Harris by her first name. Stop calling her Kamala, because it personalizes her. And I agree with that, because the name Kamala is a lot more powerful than the name Harris. I mean, Harris is more of a common name. Kamala is a unique name. So I agree with him. And again, this is my honest opinion. I'm saying this, and I think this would actually help Donald Trump. So I will say things that I think will help Donald Trump get elected if I believe those things. And so I believe that it's wrong to refer to her as Kamala because it does personalize her. We're going to talk a little bit about the school shooting yesterday. And it was amazing to me that yesterday four people were dead, others injured, and a 14-year-old gunman was in custody. Had one of those assault-type weapons, an AR-15 or something like that. And that, you know, that didn't seem to matter to people. What really mattered to people was politics. And some old codger who calls the show on a regular basis didn't even care about that. All he cared about was bringing up something that he's brought up in the past before about Donald Trump and criticizing me for being honest about Donald Trump. So, you know, again, we've got a lot to get to this afternoon. So ABBA, the band ABBA, is telling Donald Trump to stop playing their music at rallies. I'm not sure which songs he was playing, but I can't imagine that they're introducing Donald Trump and they're playing Dancing Queen. But I guess anything is possible. We've got a little more on Russian interference in the 2024 campaign. And we're going to try to set the record straight on a few things. Donald Trump had a town hall meeting on Fox News yesterday, and he was allowed to get away with lying. And I know so many people believe this. Illegal immigrants are not entitled to any federal benefits. That doesn't mean that some illegal immigrants who have just crossed the border have not found a way to get a hold of an illegal Social Security card. They might get the benefits because they cheated. Well, they cheated when they came across the border. But let's set the record straight on this. Stop believing this crap. Again, if you're going to vote for Donald Trump, vote for Donald Trump, but don't believe the lies. Call him out on the lies and vote for him. As I've said recently, what is really discouraging to me as a patriotic American is this idea that Donald Trump is telling the truth when he's lying. Donald Trump is telling, and you know why people believe it? Because they want to believe that illegal immigrants coming across the border are getting all these benefits. They're getting housing, they're getting this, they're getting that, they're getting Social Security, they're getting all this stuff. Trump is saying this, and people are believing this. Why are you believing this? Did you do any research? No. You believe it because what? Donald Trump said it? The man has lied to you. He's played you for a fool so many times. And you believe him because he says it? When the facts are, illegal immigrants coming across the border are entitled to zero federal benefits. That's the truth, which you will hear on our show. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He's at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well. How are you?
I'm good. Tomorrow, we're doing the show live from Go Tax Resolution on the North Shore. And Betsy Garrity, Brian Garrity's wife, she loves to organize parties. She loves to organize things. And I understand that she's like organizing food and beverages. And we're going to have a few of the limited edition Scoot on the Air coffee mugs to give away. So I'm looking forward to being with those people. You don't have to owe back taxes to come by. But if you owe back taxes, Go Tax Resolution is the best place to go to get that resolved. Did you get caught in some of the heavier rain this morning?
I mean, I can't say I got caught in it as much as I just walked out into it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like riding my bike in the rain, so I just throw in my earbuds and grab an umbrella and walk to work, and that's delightful.
Yeah.
You know, it's the French Quarter, and the French Quarter in the rain is, can be pretty nice.
Well, it's like the French Quarter is getting a shower, which it always needs.
Yeah. Yeah. It cleans a lot of the schmuck off the ground. Yeah. And, there's like a lot of balconies and galleries and awnings and overhangs, so you don't actually get that wet anyway. But then, crossing Poydras, that was a little hairy. I felt like I was crossing a moat.
Yeah, I came in from West End again today, because that's where I live. I came in from West End, and I was hit with one of those heavy thunderstorms. So we're going to get these bands of rain. And, you know, for those of you who have never experienced a hurricane or tropical weather, this is tropical weather. This is what it looks like, and this is what it acts like. And there are bands of showers that are going to be coming through. So we've got a cold front that is working its way through. I don't know whether it's all the way through or not. And then there's this disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico. So those two things combined are going to mean for a rainy day today and tomorrow, maybe lingering into Saturday morning, but then it should come to an end. We should have a great, great weekend. It's going to be a great weekend for the tailgating for the Saints game. And again, I ask the question, where is the buzz? This is not a preseason game, and I'm not hearing the buzz that I've heard in the past. And I don't know why. I mean, I'm excited about this season. And when you think about the way Derek Carr ended last season, if he continues with that pace, if he continues with that performance, then the Saints have a great chance of doing really well. I believe every starter practiced this week, so that's good news. And, of course, the guys will talk more about this on Sports Talk this afternoon at 4 o'clock here on WWL. But I don't hear the buzz. Maybe it's good because, you know, it's like every year you've got the bozos who go, yeah, the Saints are going to the Super Bowl this year, man. This is our year. So I'm not hearing that, but I don't sense this great buzz over this opening game. Maybe because it's the Panthers. But look, we expect the Saints to get up and to be fired up for every game. And I think the fans should be fired up for every game, too. And I'm not hearing it. So if you want to join us with a comment, I mean, where's the buzz? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's get to a couple of your texts before we get to the first break.
Here's a text message that says it's called government subsidies for electric vehicles. Taxpayer money going to cars that people don't want.
Well, if you don't, I mean, I'm not an expert in that area, but there are, you know, there might be an encouragement to buy an electric car. So what? So there are benefits to buying an electric car, but that doesn't mean that it outweighs buying a car with a gas-driven motor. And nobody is being forced to buy an electric car. So I don't know why that's become a political issue.
I think it's also kind of categorically false to say that people don't want electric vehicles. Every year that electric vehicles have been on the market, the number of them that has been sold and manufactured and ordered has grown.
Right.
There's no reason to think that trend won't continue. So just because you don't want an electric vehicle, I hate to tell you, that doesn't mean nobody wants an electrical vehicle. So, keep that in mind.
And Ian, that's a tendency. And we've addressed this on the show. It's a tendency. People think that what they think And what their immediate friends and family think is what everybody in the country thinks.
Yeah.
And that's simply not true. I mean, you're very, very myopic. And if you feel this way, you might actually have to look up the word myopic. But you're very myopic if you think that everybody thinks the way you think, and that this is because of your friends and the people around you thinking a certain way. There are a lot of different opinions around the country that don't reflect you. Look at the 2020 results. So many of you were absolutely convinced that Trump was going to win because the crowds at his rallies were bigger than the crowds at Biden's rallies. But in the end, Biden got more votes and won the election. And now, and we're going to talk about this afternoon, Donald Trump is admitting he lost the election. And some people who continue to believe that he won the election are not happy. But I'm glad it's over. I'm glad that the mouth itself is finally saying he did not win the election. So it's time to put all that to bed and get over it, because your leader has told you he lost the election.
Here's a text that says 10 million immigrants came in under Biden. Who is feeding and housing them? The taxpayer. Very misleading, Scoot.
Well, I'm saying they're not entitled to things like Social Security. I'm not saying that their immediate needs are not taken care of. I'm not being misleading, but Donald Trump is specifically talking about things like Social Security. And people coming across the border are not getting Social Security. They're not getting federal benefits. So that's my point.
Also, like, I don't know, it seems like the texter thinks that every single illegal immigrant shows up and doesn't work and does nothing and has no resource. Like, these people, I hate to tell you, they buy houses with their own money. They rent apartments with their own money. The most destitute among them, yeah, they sometimes end up in public housing or in hotels, not paid for by the federal government, but by somebody else. But the alternative is just have them sleeping on the street, as if that's an improvement. And of course, it's not.
Okay, get another one?
Yeah. Here's a text that says, it's interesting that the environmental cases are so hot for EVs, considering the damage done to the environment to mine the raw materials needed to make the batteries. And they ignore the long-term problem. What to do with junked batteries? They're sure to pile up after a decade or two.
Well, I guess so. But, you know, as time goes on, technology figures out how to do things where there's no answer for those things. You know, there's a lot of gas-driven vehicles that are junk, that are just sitting there in junkyards. So I understand this argument, but the bottom line is nobody is being forced to buy an electric car. So this is not a political issue. It's a personal choice among Americans.
Here's a text that says, where did it go? Yeah, I'll leave you with this one. A Tesla is faster than a muscle car, but hey, you can cook a steak faster in a microwave. But not everybody wants a microwaved steak.
Well, okay, exactly. I'm just pointing out that that some of these electric cars are fast. And, I mean, they're fun to drive. I mean, they're like a Tesla is a fun car to drive. So I'm not saying that it's everybody's choice, because it's not. I'm just trying to diffuse this idea that, oh, it's an electric car. Zzz, oh, it's moving forward. Oh, it's got a big battery in it. No, man, electric cars like a Tesla, that's a fast vehicle. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's a quiet in downtown New Orleans, but let's be ready for some rain all afternoon.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's Thursday. The Saints open the season in the Caesars Superdome Sunday against the Panthers. Where's the buzz about the Saints season opener? I'm not hearing it. I'm not feeling the buzz. where is it and why is the buzz so dull this year? Is it because it's the Panthers? Is it because the Saints didn't have a coaching change or a quarterback change? Look, the season ended pretty well for Derek Carr. And I know Bobby Hebert was predicting that he thinks Derek Carr is going to pick up where he left off at the end of the season. And if he does, that's going to be awesome. But why do you think the buzz is so dull right now for the Saints season opener? Man, I'm ready to kick it up. I'm excited about this season opener, and I just don't feel the buzz. We're also talking about politics, of course. I'd like to think that politics in this presidential election year have not gotten in the way and distracted people from being up about the Saints season opener, but I guess it's possible. The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and let's go to the North Shore. Don, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
All right, thank you for taking my call, Scoot. Let me be the first to do this first, then. Black and gold Super Bowl, baby.
Good.
This is it.
Thank
but
you.
But anyway. Anyway. Look, Scoot, I've been calling for a long time, been speaking to y'all and for a long time, and Ian even more, and I've always been known as a staunch conservative, and I am a Republican. I'm vote Republican because of my pocketbook, right? I do better under Republican administrations, and I'm not wealthy, but I do better under Republican administrations. But this year, there is a good possibility that a lot of Republicans, including Donald Trump and a lot of Republicans in Louisiana, have annoyed me and aggravated me and ticked me off to the point where they ain't got a shot at getting my vote. I won't vote for Harris, but I will go vote for an independent. Because I'm sick and tired of getting 15 and 20 text messages from candidates from all over the country from Republicans because some Republican candidate has decided to share my name through WinRed because I gave them $5 one time. Thank you, Senator Cruz.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I'm not getting texts, so I'm surprised that you're getting so many. Because usually during an election year, I'm getting a lot of texts. But if you gave money, they've got a target on you, Don.
Well, oh, they do. And look, I get not just from Louisiana. I got a yesterday evening. This is where I got to the point. Yesterday evening, I got a text message talking about how it's important to vote for this guy and donate to defeat the Democrats in the sheriff's election in Arizona.
Wow. that's a waste of text.
Yeah, but Senate candidates, congressional candidates, all of these different conservative political action committees, local city council candidates, state legislative candidates, not in Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, Don, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the best thing that you could do would be not vote for a Republican because of your anger over that. But I do appreciate the call, and thanks for listening. Let's go to Des Almonds. Mark, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good, Mark.
You were speaking a little bit about Donald Trump lying about illegal immigrants getting money for Social Security, and I understand that. But you right after that, you also said that some people cheated and actually did get money. Is that? Can you clarify that a little bit better?
Well, of course they're gonna, and I did mention that that doesn't mean that an individual is not going to cheat and come up with a false Social Security card because people lie and cheat and they do that and it happens. But when it comes to the entire group of people coming across the border, I mean, there might be a few cheaters among them, but Donald Trump is deceiving people by making it seem as if the government, the Biden administration in particular, is giving them all of these federal benefits. And they're not getting benefits from the federal government unless, of course, they cheat.
Okay, so there's a broken system there then, because he's actually somewhat true by saying that illegal immigrants are getting money, Social Security money. So we need to fix the system because somehow they're getting money.
Well, look, it doesn't matter what system you have in place, Mark. People cheat. people cheat. I mean, regardless of the systems that are in place for taxes, people cheat on their taxes. People cheat when it comes to a lot of different things. That's unfortunately, that's human nature. Now, I would like to think that if there is a growing number of cheating when it comes to Social Security cards, that more would be done to shut that down. But no matter how secure a system is, people are going to cheat. And somebody's going to benefit financially helping people cheat. So then there's that problem, too. But the people coming across the border are not walking across the border and getting federal benefits like Trump is implying. I just wanted to set the record straight on that. That's all. If you're voting for Trump, that's fine. But, you know, I like to bring up the things that are blatant lies. So, you know, people hear things that they're not going to hear on other shows, because other shows are not going to tell you that. And so sometimes people tune into this show, and since they haven't heard it somewhere else, because they're locked into a conservative echo chamber, they don't hear these things, and they think I'm just making it up. I have never made up anything about Donald Trump, ever. So I'm just mentioning that when they come across the border, they're not getting federal benefits. Let's go to Michael in Metairie. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going?
Great.
Good, good. First of all, I want to talk about how my brothers and sisters are suffering from cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance, okay.
Yeah, here's the reason. Number one, they claim that they're evangelicals and they follow Jesus, yet almost every one of Jesus's platforms was completely antithetical to what they say. Number one, Jesus was for the poor, against the rich. Number two, he was against the evangelical, the big evangelical right-wingers. They were called the Pharisees. Number three, he wanted to pay taxes. Number four, he was for the immigrants. In fact, he, his mother, and his father were illegal immigrants. They snuck into Egypt illegally. And number five, he left a socialist system that the evangelicals hate. If you can read all about that in the fifth chapter of the Act of Apostles, right, it follows right after John in the Bible.
Michael, I appreciate the call, and you know there's overwhelming hypocrisy when it comes to evangelicals supporting Donald Trump. I mean, overwhelming hypocrisy. And I have asked the question on the air before in the past. Do you think Jesus was a liberal or a conservative? And there's an argument either way. And I don't mind talking about that, because in a lot of ways, when you think about the mentality of liberals, I think Jesus would be a liberal. But in some ways, I think he would be a conservative, because he asked for, you know, personal accountability and some things like that. So it's an interesting question. But, you know, you bring up a great point. And it's interesting how hypocrites, as I've said, are like vampires. If they look into a mirror, they don't see a reflection of themselves. But the hypocrites are there, and the biggest hypocrites are among the Christian evangelicals. Now, if you're a Christian, if you're evangelical, and this doesn't apply to you, don't take it personally. You know, that's something that happens. You say something about people within a group, and some people think, well, that's about me. No, if it's not about you, don't take it personally. You know, when I talk about right-wing radicals, if you're a mainstream, sensible, common-sense Republican or conservative, that doesn't apply to you. So we're not talking about you. We're talking about the right-wing radicals. All right. But here's a big question this afternoon. We're on a Thursday afternoon, and we're heading into the weekend, and the Saints open the season Sunday in the Dome against the Panthers. Where is the buzz about the Saints season opener? All right. I admit that in the past, I've been critical of the super buzz. Like, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl this year, man. The Saints are going all the way. We don't know that. But there's every reason to be optimistic this year. In the past, many times, there's been a lot of buzz and a lot of hype. Even the national sports writers had the Saints ranked up there to do really well. And in those years, the Saints often bombed. So maybe this is a good sign. But I'd still like to see, feel, and hear a little more buzz about the season opener Sunday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, throughout the afternoon, I'm going to continue to bring up this this question about where's the buzz about the Saints season opener, because I'm not feeling it. I don't hear the buzz. You know, I think, you know, the city should collectively be, this whole area should be collectively a little bit more ramped up about the season. You know, there's no excuse for us to lose to the Panthers. We should beat the Panthers. I know that puts a lot of pressure on the Saints, but, you know, they need to live up to that. That pressure. If they're under pressure, they've got to win a game. Then, you know, they got to go out and win the game. Let's go to David in Morgan City. Hey, David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, the reason why there's no buzz about the Saints, man, how you get excited about Heckle and Jekyll again? We saw this last year, man. These guys are clueless, man. I'm disappointed in the coaching and the quarterback play. I thought we'd go in a different direction. I was hoping, well, we will next year. So this year, I'm just shot, man. So, you can't get excited for that, man.
So, I understand that. And I just mentioned that a moment ago, that, you know, maybe it's just a status quo that people are not happy with. But if the Saints start to win, they'll get behind it. Are you at least a little hopeful that Derek Carr continues at the beginning of this season the way he ended last season?
Well, I don't have any confidence in Derek Carr. I mean, I like the guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy and all that, but I don't know. I see happy feet when he gets behind the window. Pockets a little tight, I see happy feet. And I don't see how the coach is like he's clueless on the sideline. Now, like I said, that's Heckle and Jekyll all day. I'm ready for them to be gone, man.
Well, David,
I love the Saints, lifelong fan, but it's hard to see. It's rough to watch.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, there's a hell of a lot of pressure on the Saints. There's a lot of pressure on Dennis Allen, a lot of pressure on Derek Carr. And I don't like the idea that he is guaranteed the position of being the starting quarterback. I'm not crazy about that. I think you earn your position in life no matter what promises have been made. Let's go to Algiers. And Monica, you're on WWL.
Oh, hey, Scoot. How you doing, baby?
Good, Monica.
I just wanted to say, I just feel like everybody's so, like, trying to pick sides, you know? It's like, let's just have a balance with everything. I mean, it's like, okay, Democrats, Republicans, it's like, if this is what we're showing our kids of how we're, like, who we're voting for and how the country and the world should be ran, we're really setting a bad example as adults. And as far as immigrants go, I mean, you know, Native Americans.
Yeah.
I don't hear anything about Native Americans, and I'm really sick of people going on and on about Mexicans and immigrants, and it's always just the border. There's immigrants coming in from other countries. It's not just Mexico. But you think building a wall, who do you think is going to build a wall? I'm sure it's Mexicans building the wall to begin with. So I guarantee they can figure out how to get over the wall because they built it to begin with. And I can guarantee who's scrubbing Trump's toilet. I mean, Trump's wife is from another country. You know, it's just kind of really hypocritical of everybody in every way to just go on and on about immigrants. I think people need to pick better battles to go on about, like spaying, neutering your animals and the millions of animals that are getting put down every single day. You know, the children getting shot in schools every single day, children killing each other on the streets. I mean, 11-year-olds committing double murders. I mean, that is what we should be getting up in arms about. And I don't see that happening. And I'm not sure why people are just, they're just arguing and putting each other down instead of coming up with solutions to the problem.
It's, you know, you're right. I mean, the arguing yields no solutions. And people, I mentioned it to somebody on my Facebook page yesterday, like, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to keep going back and forth with you. I'm done with this. I mean, I'm tired of you bringing up the same stuff or stuff from even the deeper past. I'm tired of that. Give me something new. But it's the same stuff regurgitated over and over and over again. And it's like people don't want solutions. They want the argument. They want the verbal battle to take place. All right. If you're on hold, stay with us. More calls, more of your texts, and a lot more still to come. This is the song Butter, BTS, and Megan Thee Stallion. You know, Megan Thee Stallion is going to be the host of the MTV Video Music Awards next week. What could possibly go wrong with Megan Thee Stallion being the host? I don't know, but it might be entertaining to watch. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This is a really sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar because today we should be wishing happy 78th birthday to Freddie Mercury of Queen. Freddie Mercury would have been 78 years old today, but he died back in November of 1991. And man, what an incredible voice. And I remember as a like a young DJ doing a morning show, I remember when this song first came out and Queen was first, you know, first coming out and going, this is pretty interesting. Band named Queen, they must be gay. Well, obviously they weren't all gay, but Freddie Mercury was. But I first heard this song and thought, man, this is really great. This is good stuff. And as it turned out, Queen was a phenomenal band. I'm just sad that Freddie Mercury is not here to celebrate his 78th birthday. I'm Scoot on the air. Kamala Harris flip-flops on another issue. This time it's over electric cars and this electric car mandate. We'll talk about that next hour. Also, I want to continue to talk about the lack of buzz over the Saints season opener. I feel like this is almost being treated like a preseason game. The Saints open the season Sunday, and maybe it's because, as a caller pointed out, maybe it's because of the status quo. A lot of people don't have confidence in Dennis Allen. A lot of people don't have confidence in Derek Carr. And when fans don't have confidence in the coach and the quarterback, that's an issue. But I'm hoping that Dennis Allen and Derek Carr surprise us. And they've got a good chance to surprise us with a victory Sunday against the Panthers, because I don't think there's any way the Saints should lose this game. We should have a superior team to the Panthers. And if we lose this game, that's not going to be pretty. And I love that Brian Kelly, LSU's coach, keeps talking about looking for LSU to improve, looking for them to come back after that loss. Come on, coach, they're playing Nichols. Of course they're going to come back. Of course they're going to look great against Nichols. I think LSU after that loss would probably look good against any team, but they're playing Nichols, so that's not a real test. And that's no offense to those of you who are Nichols fans. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, throughout the afternoon, I'm going to continue to bring up this this question about where's the buzz about the Saints season opener, because I'm not feeling it. I don't hear the buzz. You know, I think, you know, the city should collectively be, this whole area should be collectively a little bit more ramped up about the season. You know, there's no excuse for us to lose to the Panthers. We should beat the Panthers. I know that puts a lot of pressure on the Saints, but, you know, they need to live up to that. That pressure. If they're under pressure, they've got to win a game. Then, you know, they got to go out and win the game. Let's go to David in Morgan City. Hey, David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, the reason why there's no buzz about the Saints, man. How you get excited about Heckle and Jekyll again? We saw this last year, man. These guys are clueless, man. I'm disappointed in the coaching and the quarterback play. I thought we'd go in a different direction. I was hoping, well, we will next year. So this year, I'm just shot, man. You can't get excited for that, man.
I understand that. And I just mentioned that a moment ago that, you know, maybe it's just a status quo that people are not happy with. But if the Saints start to win, they'll get behind it. Are you at least a little hopeful that Derek Carr continues at the beginning of this season the way he ended last season?
Well, I don't have any confidence in Derek Carr. I mean, I like the guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy and all that, but I see happy feet when he gets behind the window. When it's a little tight, I see happy feet. And obviously, the coach is like he's clueless on the sideline. Now, like I said, that's Heckle and Jekyll all day. I'm ready for them to be gone, man.
Well, David,
I love the Saints. Lifelong fan, but it's hard to see. It's rough to watch.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, there's a hell of a lot of pressure on the Saints. There's a lot of pressure on Dennis Allen, a lot of pressure on Derek Carr. And I don't like the idea that he is guaranteed the position of being the starting quarterback. I'm not crazy about that. I think you earn your position in life no matter what promises have been made. Let's go to Algiers. And Monica, you're on WWL.
Oh, hey, Scoot. How you doing, baby?
Good, Monica.
I just wanted to say, I just feel like everybody's so, like, trying to pick sides, you know? It's like, let's just have a balance with everything. I mean, it's like, okay, Democrats, Republicans, it's like, if this is what we're showing our kids of how we're, like, who we're voting for and how the country and the world should be ran, we're really setting a bad example as adults. And as far as immigrants go, I mean, you know, Native Americans.
Yeah.
I don't hear anything about Native Americans, and I'm really sick of people going on and on about Mexicans and immigrants, and it's always just the border. There's immigrants coming in from other countries. It's not just Mexico. But you think building a wall, who do you think is going to build a wall? I'm sure it's Mexicans building the wall to begin with. So I guarantee they can figure out how to get over the wall because they built it to begin with. And I can guarantee who's scrubbing Trump's toilet. I mean, Trump's wife is from another country. You know, it's just kind of really hypocritical of everybody in every way to just go on and on about immigrants. I think people need to pick better battles to go on about, like spaying, neutering your animals and the millions of animals that are getting put down every single day. You know, the children getting shot in schools every single day, children killing each other on the streets. I mean, 11-year-olds committing double murders. I mean, that is what we should be getting up in arms about. And I don't see that happening. And I'm not sure why people are just arguing and putting each other down instead of coming up with solutions to the problem.
It's, you know, you're right. I mean, the arguing yields no solutions. And people, I mentioned it to somebody on my Facebook page yesterday. It's like, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to keep going back and forth with you. I'm done with this. I mean, I'm tired of you bringing up the same stuff or stuff from even the deeper past. I'm tired of that. Give me something new. But it's the same stuff regurgitated over and over and over again. And it's like people don't want solutions. They want the argument. They want the verbal battle to take place. All right. If you're on hold, stay with us. More calls, more of your texts, and a lot more still to come. This is the song Butter, BTS, and Megan Thee Stallion. You know, Megan Thee Stallion is going to be the host of the MTV Video Music Awards next week. What could possibly go wrong with Megan Thee Stallion being the host? I don't know, but it might be entertaining to watch. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This is a really sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar because today we should be wishing happy 78th birthday to Freddie Mercury of Queen. Freddie Mercury would have been 78 years old today, but he died back in November of 1991. And man, what an incredible voice. And I remember as a young DJ doing a morning show, I remember when this song first came out and Queen was first coming out and going, this is pretty interesting. Band named Queen, they must be gay. Well, obviously, they weren't all gay, but Freddie Mercury was. But I first heard this song and thought, man, this is really great. This is good stuff. And as it turned out, Queen was a phenomenal, phenomenal band. I'm just sad that Freddie Mercury is not here to celebrate his 78th birthday. I'm Scoot on the Air. Kamala Harris flip-flops on another issue. This time it's over electric cars and this electric car mandate. We'll talk about that next hour. Also, I want to continue to talk about the lack of buzz over the Saints season opener. I feel like this is almost being treated like a preseason game. The Saints open the season Sunday, and maybe it's because, as a caller pointed out, maybe it's because of the status quo. A lot of people don't have confidence in Dennis Allen. A lot of people don't have confidence in Derek Carr. And when fans don't have confidence in the coach and the quarterback, that's an issue. But I'm hoping that Dennis Allen and Derek Carr surprise us. And they've got a good chance to surprise us with a victory Sunday against the Panthers because I don't think there's any way the Saints should lose this game. We should have a superior team to the Panthers. And if we lose this game, that's not going to be pretty. And I love that Brian Kelly, LSU's coach, keeps talking about looking for LSU to improve, looking for them to come back after that loss. Come on, coach, they're playing Nichols. Of course they're going to come back. Of course they're going to look great against Nichols. I think LSU after that loss would probably look good against any team, but they're playing Nichols, so that's not a real test. And that's no offense to those of you who are Nichols fans. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.